We invite him over. He gets there. We set him up, and then we start to beat him in our apartment. We won't let him go, and we start videotaping it.
You actually steal money from him?
No, not from him. No. I stole money from somebody else and blamed it on him.
And then blamed it on him. Well, okay, fine. Okay, you're right. So, but in a way, you stole money from somebody else. You stole, and this guy ends up paying the price for it, and it's convenient. Why the videotape? What was that about?
Again, Clockwork Orange. If you've seen the movie, you know it's just you kind of want to always, you know. I mean, I was a sick, broken human being, and I wanted to humiliate this guy, and then I also wanted to show all of our new recruits that are coming into the skin. I was like, ha ha, look at this. The next day, so it was just sick. It was a sick joke that we tried to do.
How close did he end up? Go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that was just, I mean, it just shows the sickness that I had in my head.
How close did that guy end up coming to dying that night?
No, we never planned on really killing him. We knew that, but we had let him know that we told him we were going to. And even in court documents, it talks about how I call a couple national hate hotlines that we had at the time. I would call them in front of them and say, you know, we're going to kill this Sharp and we're going to kill this kid. We need someone to come help us get rid of the body. Like, I'm just really toying with the kid.
Right.
But I really was calling some hotlines in there and, like, hang up the phone. So we definitely made him think that it was. We had guns on him, so.
You had loaded guns on him.
Actually, they were never loaded. I mean,
really?
That's not. Not to get a.
Okay.
We made them think they were, so it wasn't like, they just never were. The guy didn't have the bullets there. At the time, I didn't find them when I was getting the guns ready to do this, so they were never actually loaded. So.
How hard and how many times did you guys hit this guy?
Just a number of times for hours. I mean, sometimes we hit him with the guns, with the shot, like the butt of the shotgun and the barrel of the shotgun, and we put his head through the wall. I mean, it was pretty bad. It was a bad, really bad situation.
You tortured him.
Yeah.
Essentially, you tortured him on videotape.
Yeah.
And he, was he putting up much resistance?
No, not at all.
So he's on the ground and you guys are taking turns kicking him in the face and kicking him all over. And then he's bleeding and you're making him clean up his own blood pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, that's right.
When he leaves that night, does he go to the cops?
From what I have in the police reports, he went to the hospital and made a police statement from the hospital. So he doesn't, like, go right to the cops, but I believe the hospital knew he just got out of something violent had happened to him, and then he makes a police statement, his first police statement he makes on Christmas Day, because we let him go Christmas Day. He makes his first police statement on Christmas Day from the hospital.
And in a way, because it was Christmas, he got a little mercy?
I mean, that's in my alcoholic egomaniac mind, I would say yes. But, that was just, it just happened to be Christmas Eve when we kidnapped him. That's how we got him to come over to our house. We told him we're having like a skinhead Christmas party. He was more than welcome to come over.
So how close do you think he came? So knowing what you know now, how close, in terms of injuries, the number of times you hit him, how close was he to dying by the time he got to the hospital? Not too bad?
No, not too bad, no. He had to get some stitches in his face. Not just, but, I'm just trying to make sure.
I understand.
Just lumps and some bruising and other cuts. He had cuts, he was bleeding from different parts of his head. So
right. And yet you still might not have gone to jail for that had it not been for the videotape.
No. The police statements is what there was a couple of police statements from different parties involved. And I'll just leave that at that there was different parties involved on before my arrest who had given detail on the kidnapping. So I was arrested. I got arrested before the videotape. In fact, I gave the videotape up in my interrogation. So,
I thought the videotape, and pardon me, I thought the videotape ended up going with the guy that you sold the camcorder to.
Yeah, yeah, but then I gave that video, I gave the videotape up in my interrogation where it was.
Oh, I see. So yeah. I understand that better. So then but you sold the camcorder. I was kind of putting this down in your category of your great criminal genius moves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You sold the camcorder that had the videotape of the beating in it.
Yes.
Okay.
The tattooist. For tattoos.
Yeah, to get more cheap tattoos.
Yeah.
So interesting how then, though, that you know that you, as a defendant, it's going to be very tough to win that case with the videotape.
And it's going to be really tough to win the case because I had a public defender. So
right.
It makes it even tougher.
And yet the public defender kind of ends up winning, doesn't he? It gets a reduced sentence. What did you end up getting convicted for that?
I got an aggravated unlawful restraint, and I got 3 years.
So you're going to actually see the inside of a real prison, I mean a real hardcore prison, at what age?
17.